4ULP, K2RCL. How's it going, Alexander?
It's going good.
Molest you, little boy.
I'm still here.
Do you have any tricks to get stuck drive buttons that barely won't move on HF to move?
Talking about the buttons on the front of the radio?
My power control on my HF. It's not really a button, I should say. It's a knob. And it got stuck, so I can't really control my power anymore. I'm kind of stuck at 75 to 100 watts.
What's that bring about, old little boy?
We might could go in there with some contact cleaner and clean it up. It may just be gummed up. Really just have to look at it, really.
It's jammed up. I can barely even move it, you know. But at least I can still operate, I just can't really tune with my antenna tuner because the power's too high, but I've been playing around with HF some and made a contact to Arizona. I didn't get the guy's call sign because he signed off pretty quickly because he was only coming in to me like a 5-5, and I was only coming to him to about a 5-5, so he decided to end the queue so it was hard to understand each other.
That's pretty good making it out to Arizona. Was you on 10 meters?
On 10 meters, and I also made it out to Portugal. Not Portugal, Puerto Rico, and on 10 meters, and I heard a guy from California.
Cool, Lynn. I like the fact that you've been able to get out on 10 meters. That sounds good. So you still working off of that dipole antenna that you got set up there?
Working off of that antenna, but the way it's positioned, my SWR is a little bit higher than it should, but with the tuner I can make it pretty much normal. I just, it's just really close to where I'm operating, so I'm just trying to figure out the best, you know, where's the best place to move it with, you know, about 30 feet of coaxial cable to work with.
They want to make you gain, little boy.
Yeah. Might need a little bit more coax so you can get it moved further out. I'm not 100% sure.
Enough with that, but what you been up to?
Really just been piddling. Dad got hurt yesterday, so he had to go to the ER and then go for hand surgery this morning. So they got him fixed up. He's at home recovering. Should do good. But other than that, we just been busy around the house, getting stuff done there, trying to get ready for summer.
But truck of yours coming along.
Along pretty good. We're just plugging along with it. It's slow going, you know, just when I have time. It's not a priority project per se. So I've been just taking my time trying to get it done as I get a little bit along and have some spare time, I'll work on it. Really haven't done much with it thus far. I do need to get back on it at some point and try to get everything put together, but just haven't got there yet.
Hang over there, bitch.
One more question, I don't know if this is the last one, but is there any measures that the local ham radio community will take if they have somebody unlicensed coming on, fairly regularly?
Thank you, little boy.
We're going to Fox Hunt to see if they can't narrow that down, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the end result of it is. I know it's been narrowed down pretty close. They just, they haven't pinpointed it yet.
I'm getting it taken care of?
Now, that's my understanding from a couple of people that's in that committee. They're down to the root of the problem.
Great. Well, that's good news because I'm kind of getting tired of it.
I know where you are, little boy.
You just have to kind of ignore it. there's a lot of childish people out there that you can't do much with.
And pedophiles.
So, you know, just, yeah, Russell, so if you could, I would like to continue on our keys, though, but I also want to save my ears from, not hearing, you know, anything that I shouldn't. So, in between when he normally comes on, I'm gonna, mute the radio. So you just give me that, little break because I have to work on muting and unmuting.
Bye-bye. And what you saying, Alexander? I will go ahead and hop off from here. We'll be clear here, hopefully it'll clear up here sooner or later. Kind of like keyboard warriors. They like to sit and push buttons on the keyboard. It's like pushing a button on the mic. They're not going to step up to the plate when it comes time to hit the home run, though.
So, okay. So, what's the best way to, making HF contacts, or is there any, is it polite on HF when two people are having, or QSO? But you can't, we can only hear one station and not the other. Is it polite to jump in there and, you know, say contact and try to make, you know, like, kind of, I don't know, get in the conversation?
Myself, personally, and I don't know, there's probably a lot of different opinions on it. I usually try to wait until they finish their QSO, and then try to tail in on the tail end of it there.
You know, just, I'm kind of, I guess this, HF is very, patient process, and, I, don't, really, you know, enjoy really kind of waiting till the QSO could be done, because sometimes they can last a while. I kind of relate, HF to fishing. I'm not a big fan of fishing because, you know, of the, you know, because most of the time you don't get a bite, and at least that's been my experience, and, you know, it takes a long time to get one, so I kind of feel almost that way with HF, except I have the motivation when I can hear people talking on, and, you know, that guy from Arizona, I believe I caught him at the last of his QSO, too. It's just, and so, you know, sometimes I can actually catch somebody in the act of calling CQ and, you know, be able to just drive a QSO from there. But what does it mean when someone says they're calling CQ who, and then they give, like, a place like Asia, for example? What does that mean when they say, this is so-and-so calling CQ to Asia?
They're trying to make a contact in that location. In other words, when they call CQ for that location, they're wanting somebody from that location to contact them back.
You're very fucking stupid, little boy.
Well, that makes sense. So it was interesting because I heard someone calling CQ to Asia on 10 meters, and, you know, 10 meters not going all that far. I thought that was, you know, surprising that they're hoping to make a contact that far away.
Surprised. Once the propagation's up and you get a good skip on a signal, I mean, it'll go a long way with low wattage. It's just a matter of the atmospheric conditions have got to be right, the timing's got to be right. There's a lot of factors that play into it, but yeah, you can definitely make contacts all over the place if you get the right skip on your signal. Cinder, you got the Paris Mountain repeater?
I certainly do. You thinking what I'm thinking?
We have a minute or two left here before I detonate, but we can switch over to you.
It's KO4 UVLP, and I'll be switching and clear.
KO4 UVLP, K2RCO. You still on this one?
YKO4 RIM.
I'm 10-4 MRY, go ahead.
Exactly where you are on your way home, but I'm actually at Ingalls. I didn't know if you had plans for dinner.
and I picked up something.
Sure, what I'll do. Anyway, I'll touch base with you a little bit later.
Are you through shopping?
I did the grocery portion of my errands.
Well, I guess I'll see you when you get here.
A little later, KO4RIM, clear and listening.
N4MRY, clear and listening.